Forget swine flu. The fever sweeping Queens is not caused by the H1N1 virus, but by tennis upstart Melanie Udan. Many fans are gathering out at the U.S. Open, excited about seeing Udan playing tonight. The unseeded teen has doggedly worked her way past higher-ranked opponents at the U.S. Open, including Elena Dementieva, Maria Sharapova, and Nadia Petrova. Tonight she faces another up-and-coming teen, number 9 seed Caroline Wozniacki of Denmark at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Joining us from Flushing Meadows is tennis writer Nate Chura. Hi, Nate.
Hey there, Amy.
Tell me about this matchup. Wozniacki is another baseline slugger, just like the three Russians I just mentioned. Udan seems to have figured out this kind of game plan. What are her chances against Wozniacki?
Well, they're pretty good, put best by a colleague of mine in the press room. There are only two names in New York sports right now, Derek Jeter and Melanie Udan. Udan has the momentum. She's playing prime time. She's the crowd favorite. And in New York, the crowd is electric. You know, they love a player who gets pushed up against the wall and then fights back. And Udan seems to be feasting on all this.
The winner of that match between Udan and Wozniacki tonight at Arthur Ashe will play Yanina Wickmeyer in the semifinals. She defeated Katerina Bondarenko 7-5, 6-4 this afternoon. Nate, who the heck is Yanina Wickmeyer?
Well, a.k.a. the other Belgian. She has never made it past the second round of a Grand Slam tournament, singles or doubles, until now. And many people attribute her success to the quarter of the draw abandoned by Dinara Safina's early round loss. But, you know, watch out any given day.
One semifinal is already set. It's the much anticipated matchup between reigning champion American Serena Williams and the other feel good story of the Open, Belgian Kim Clijsters. You were mentioning the other Belgian. Well, here's the first one. She returned to the U.S. Open for the first time since her 2005 win, and she's back on the courts after a 2-year hiatus to have a baby. Is this the match that spells the end of Clijsters' amazing run?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, both players are playing excellent, and Clijsters is riding a wave. But here's what's at stake for Serena, the number 2 ranked player in the world. If she wins this tournament, she'll take over the number 1 spot from Dinara Safina on September 21st. For those of those listeners who don't know, Serena plays for the Grand Slams, so this would certainly give her motivation to set the record straight.
Let's look at the men's side of the draw. A quarterfinal happening. Has it happened? Number 4 Novak Djokovic of Serbia playing number 10 Fernando Verdasco.
Well, yes, I'm watching the match right now. He stepped out for a couple minutes. And, well, Novak Djokovic won the first set in the tiebreaker. Then Verdasco came back and took the second set, and Djokovic got the early break in the third. Watch for this match to go the distance. Both players are dressed in yellow and black. Djokovic is right-handed. Verdasco is left-handed. This is going to be really telling for their physical, you know, state and endurance moving forward.
Either Djokovic or Verdasco will face either Roger Federer or number 12 seed Robin Soderling of Sweden. My money's on Federer, who came up against Soderling earlier this year.
Absolutely. In fact, Federer leads their head-to-head 11-0. And only once has Soderling taken a set off Federer, and that was back in 2005. So look to see Federer give an awesome demonstration tonight of all his powers. If he wins, he'll be in his 22nd straight Grand Slam semifinal. No other player in history has gotten past 10.
It's looking good for perhaps a Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer final. The other quarterfinals, Nadal against Fernando Gonzalez, coming up later this weekend. And the big, lanky Argentine Juan Martín del Potro against Marin Cilic of Croatia, who upset number 2 seed Andy Murray in straight sets yesterday. Tell me what you think of those two matchups.
Well, you know, this is the unknown section of the draw, the bottom half. You know, Fernando Gonzalez is the oldest man left in the draw. He's Chilean. He's got a beautiful one-handed backhand, always dangerous, power player. Marin Cilic, he's playing very well, but it's his first time in a Slam quarterfinal, so it might be a bit premature to see him go all the way. because he's going to run into Juan Martín del Potro, the 6'6" giant Terminator. He can run, jump, serve. He hits flat. He volleys, and he can penetrate the court. So all that up against Nadal. Nadal's his body looks like it's holding up pretty well. Actually, he played very well last night, but you know, his shots I think are lacking a little bit of depth. He runs up against the big serving Argentine Del Potro and the others with power games. It might be tough.
Rafael Nadal coming back from taking some time off, missing Wimbledon because of tendonitis in his knees. Nature is a contributor to Tennis Week magazine. He's been blogging from the U.S. Open. Check out his posts on our news blog at WNYC.org. Thanks a lot, Nate.
Thank you, Amy.